Broadcasting live from the Loudermilk Center in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Wise Speed Coaching Event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hi, Linda Frakes here again at the Wise Women Speed Coaching Event. We are finally with the guy who has money, so we know he's going to have a lot to say. David Netherow is here with Golden Seeds, which is a very clever name. Did you come up with that?
I did not come up with it. Golden Seeds has been around, I guess, since 2004, and I've been with them for about 24 months. So
okay.
The name predated my involvement. But what Golden Seeds is, by the way, is an angel investment firm. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the largest angel investment firm in the country. As measured, there's an independent organization called the Halo Report that comes out and measures it in many different metrics. But in terms of the number of deals done, they did 40 deals last year. They rank number one as an angel group.
Wow.
And what makes them unique is that they invest only in women-founded or women-managed startup companies.
Very interesting.
And,
that's really unusual.
And golden seeds are just as you could think. This is a golden seed that could help somebody really,
right,
you know, move forward and make an impact.
Micro-enterprise, or what level are you do you invest in?
I wouldn't call it micro necessarily. I think angel investing in general looks to see that somebody has some sort of proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's preferable to have a revenue stream, which I think is a way of demonstrating the proof is worth something in the consumer's eyes that they're paying for it.
Right.
But there's a lot, in the whole healthcare and life science area, that you generally, if it's a drug development or something like that, there isn't going to be any revenue.
Right.
It's all going to be around development of the technology.
Sure. Well, then you have something proprietary, but I watch Shark Tank like everybody else, so you got to have something proprietary going for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or not be pre-revenue. That's my favorite phrase, pre-revenue.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to live if I was pre-revenue, but it's a nice thought. So tell us how you got involved today and how you became a coach at the Wise Women event.
Well, the way we got involved in the whole entrepreneurial world is that Susan, my wife, started a company called Intimacy. And Intimacy is a bra retailer,
right?
But what really makes Intimacy unique is that they focus on fitting. So
right,
they
the personal
women
touch.
Come in, and we provide a service. We're really a service business dressed as a retailer, which makes us unique.
Right.
And the service is a bra fitting, and mm-hmm. the service is free. And if women are wowed by the experience and they really feel and look different, they'll buy bras. And of course, that's how we made money.
Right.
So she started this with her first store at Phipps Plaza, which is still there today, mm-hmm. here in Atlanta. And 10 years later, I joined her, which was around 2001.
Uh-huh.
So the business is over 20 years of existence
wow.
now. And then with the two of us as a husband and wife team really, you know, getting behind it, we were able to grow the business, and we grew it to be a national, you know, business with
right.
over 18 stores in every major city around the country. And then we subsequently sold the company.
Oh, you did?
I didn't
know that. Okay.
We sold the company. We still own 15% today, but we sold the company to our largest supplier, which is a manufacturer named Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Belgium firm. It's a family-owned company also, and it was about 120 million euro in terms of revenue. It's also traded on a public exchange, so it's publicly traded but privately controlled. And we just thought culturally it was a good match with our company, which, of course, Susan and I was privately controlled and
right.
family company. So in 2007, we worked out an arrangement where we sold a minority share to them
mm-hmm.
with an agreement that we'd run the company for 5 years and grow it, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2012, we sold some additional shares, which gave them a majority position.
Right.
And then we were the minority shareholders, which is what we are today. And we sit on the board and consult and, you know, act as, you know, advocates for the company and you know, try and give it guidance and help whenever we can.
Do they have expansion plans for the company?
They do. We just added another store in Manhattan. So now we have 3 stores in Manhattan. It
wow.
makes 5 stores in greater New York, the greater New York area, being such a large metropolitan area.
Right.
On Fifth Avenue, right in the...
makes sense.
You know, right around 5th and 15th.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, when we sold the business, it gave us the wherewithal to really step out and try and do some things that we really enjoy doing, which is helping other entrepreneurs.
Makes sense.
And that's where we ran into Golden Seeds. So we've been working with them since then, which is mm-hmm. a little over 2 years now. And it is very much like Shark Tank. There's
you have to come and do the pitch and all that stuff?
Yeah, there's what's called a forum, which is what you see on Shark Tank. But there's a funnel that leads into that. First, you have to fill out an application, mm-hmm. and not everyone who applies gets accepted. Mm-hmm. And then you go to a screening, and not everybody who goes through the screening gets accepted. And then you go to the forum, and then it is just what you see on Shark Tank. It's about 10-minute presentation, really strict on time, and then maybe 10 minutes for questions. And then people in the forum, there's usually in the New York forum, there's 400 members in Golden Seeds nationwide.
Wow.
And the New York forum, about 100 people will show up on any given month. They have monthly meetings.
Okay.
And people vote with their wallets, so everyone's voting individually.
Right.
And so they're looking to see if you're willing to put in, you know, $25,000 or $15,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to vote with your wallet. And it's not binding. You know, of course, you got to go through due diligence.
Right.
But that's how they determine if you're going to move forward. So unlike Shark Tank, where they're just looking for one investor,
right.
here you're looking for a group
okay.
who's putting in a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get 10 or 20 people putting in $25,000, you got $250,000.
Right.
And the thing that's unique about Golden Seeds also is they have what's called a fund. A sidecar fund.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fund will generally invest alongside of the individual investors.
Okay.
So if you get 10 people doing $25,000, that's $250,000. The fund might do $250,000. Now the entrepreneur's got a $500,000 raise.
Yeah, that's
And then we
cool.
help syndicate that to other angel investors or family mm-hmm. offices or wealthy individuals,
mm-hmm.
even venture capital and private equity firms, because many, many, many startups that we work with, they're in like Series A financing, and they
right.
might be looking for, you know, a million or a million and a half.
Right, right.
And sometimes we raise the whole thing inside Golden Seeds, and sometimes we reach out to others.
Interesting.
But yeah,
sounds
it's really, you know, the Golden Seeds got started because I guess back in the, you know, if you go back just a short number of years, only something like 7 or 8% of the venture capital money went to women. And so they're trying to move the needle in their own way.
Right.
And today, a larger percent, I think it's more like 12 or 13% of startup money now is going to women and women-founded businesses.
Well, as a woman, I'm happy to hear that. And I see you're getting called to go do your thing as a coach. So it was a pleasure having you here, David. And good luck with the coaching sessions.
My pleasure, Linda. Thank you.
Thanks.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.